It is 3 o'clock in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. This segment, in commemoration of World Social Work Day, is brought to you in association with the Barbados Association of Professional Social Workers. We got this, 25 voices, 14 countries, and one message. As we say good afternoon to Sharon, to Jomo, and to Linda Waters. And as I said, this segment in commemoration of World Social Work Day is brought to you in association with the Barbados Association of Professional Workers. Good afternoon, everyone. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. Thank you for having us.
Great. Nice to have you guys here on a special day. Tell us what's going on. What is the BAPSW and what is the role? Tell us all about it.
So the Barbados Association of Professional Social Workers is a non-governmental organization made up of a diverse group of social workers. Diverse being, we go from student social worker up to retired social worker, and all persons who would have been trained and practitioners in different agencies and also those in private practice. So the association is a professional body of social workers and students, both in at BCC, Barbados Community College, or at UWA, or even open campus. So we are an association made up of a hub for social workers to come together, get much needed self-care, much needed new activities, and we operate under a number of pillars, but we're all about our growth and development of the profession.
And your name, ma'am?
I am Sharon Rose Gittins, president of the association as we speak.
Fantastic. So we have social workers here with us today. It is the commemoration of World Social Work Day today, all over the world. What is it like being a social worker, my friends? What are your experiences like?
It's a challenging profession with a whole range of different experiences. I think it also sort of depends on just sort of where you are working. But we certainly are at the front lines in terms of being able to serve people who are disadvantaged, people who might also be experiencing various types of oppression. Yeah. So, and we're doing that in a variety of different ways.
Can you give me an example of maybe one of your days as a social worker, what you encounter, what you experience?
So I'm an educator, but I've also been in professional practice. I still professionally practice as well, too. Although my role right now is mostly providing therapy. But when I did work on the front lines in terms of social services, it would involve, for example, somebody might have been experiencing a crisis. So I used to work at welfare department. So somebody might have called. They've lost their housing. It would mean being able to work with that person to find out what are their needs, and also to be able to advocate with the relevant authorities to be able to secure this personal housing. Very often, because it was a crisis, it might have been temporary housing and hopefully into some long-term accommodations as well. And that was just one thing, right? There were a whole variety of other things that might have been coming at the same time as well.
Absolutely. And I can give you some of my experiences. I've worked in the school system where we would work with students who exhibit truancy, not coming to school regularly on time. I've worked with students who were pregnant or parenting, so there were special circumstances that we would have to provide or assist the school and those students. I've worked as a mental health social worker at the psychiatric hospital, also doing private practice where I would treat or provide therapy for persons who are coping with anything from anxiety to schizophrenia. So, you know, social workers, you know, we're very different from other professions. You know, we focus on the person and the environment. And so, you know, whether that situation is, you know, something external or internal, we are here to help.
Is it a very challenging job?
Most definitely. And yes, Linda will Definitely add, and I think that's why it's grounded so much in terms of our education and persons being qualified as social workers, having gone through that rigor of learning and training, and in some cases being retrained in certain areas. So yes, it's challenging. And both Linda and Chomo, who are here, are also educators and on the front line of making sure social workers coming out are equipped with that knowledge and skill to perform their tasks. But go ahead, Linda.
No, I just wanted to say that, you know, social work embodies, you know, understanding human development, behavior, you know, social and economic and cultural institutions and their interactions. And so, you know, to Sharon's point, we do have to be trained and qualified and educated in, you know, all of those aspects of the tenets that would bring social worker to, you know, full being. So it's not just case management. It's a lot more than just that.
And if somebody wanted to become a social worker, how do they go about that?
So it varies from place to place in terms of where you're living. But here in Barbados, the minimum requirement would be an associate degree in social work. And students can pursue that here at our community college. There's also an associate degree at an open campus, the University of West Indies as well. Well, now global campus, I should say, for the University of West Indies. And we also have bachelor's level programs at University of West Indies, KFL, and global or previously open campus as well, too. And we also have master's degrees. But the minimum requirement in terms of professional practice would be an associate degree in terms of our current regulations in terms of the civil service.
Okay. And today is in commemoration of World Social Work Day. So as I said, we have Sharon Rose Giddens, who is the president. We have Linda Walters and Jomo Phillips here with us today. I also want to ask you about some of the myths that you hear about social workers in the profession. Are there any myths that you would like to dispel today in case anybody out there is listening? Maybe you want to say something that may alleviate some kind of taboo or something that they've heard?
I think I've been thinking about just sort of when I'm educating people first course I teach, right? Sort of teaching them to sort of what social work is and orienting them to what social work is. I think one of the common myths is that social workers take away people's children. Mm-hmm. And then you, of course, you see that right across the television shows as well, too. Mm-hmm. What we're doing really is seeking to protect children. Now, of course, there are various things that may put children at risk, but we're always working and collaborating with parents and concerned caregivers in terms of protecting and looking after children. Not necessarily to take people's children away, right? We're just out for the best interests of children and their parents and the people who love them.
Sorry, go ahead,
Sharon. Yeah, I'd like to add that, you know, one of the myths is that social work is social welfare. And, you know, we do have social workers working in social welfare, the system of social welfare, but that's what it is. It's a system of services and a means to an end. But social work is beyond that, encompasses that, but it's also beyond that. So I just wanted to share that as well.
And I want to add to that as well, the idea that social workers are just do-gooders. You can have a do-gooder in a community assisting with a particular person, having a conversation with that individual or more than one individual. But when you meet and interact and have the assessment and intervention by a social worker, that qualified, that highly skilled individual is performing their tasks based on a code of ethics, like all of the helping professionals, where there's specific code of ethics that guides practice. So I want to dispel the myth that social worker is just a do-gooder. No, we're more than that, much, much more than that. 3 to 4 years or 6 years of training that allows us to practice and perform in a very respectful manner, confidentiality, just, I mean, they're tenants to what we do and how we perform our tasks. So you have do-gooders and you have social workers.
So a social worker is somebody that anybody in the public or community can get in contact with in terms of if they have any concerns or if they need help for themselves or anybody that they know. Am I on the right line?
You are, and because of our ability to network and know where services are, then we're also able to guide that person in the right direction.
I understand. Well, I can tell you from a personal point of view, I tried to commit suicide at age 11. I ran away from home. I went through a lot in terms of what I was dealing with, what my parents were going through, and how it was affecting me. And I was taken to a social worker, and she was of great assistance. So that was back in 1985. I'm not sure if she remembers me, but many thanks to her. I really do appreciate the work that the social worker did. So kudos to you all. Kudos to you all. Much love and appreciation to you. I can tell it can't be a very easy job in terms of what you're dealing with and the different problems that you have to deal with. So a lot of respect to you, definitely.
Thank you for that. And
thank you.
I don't want you to think problem, but really we're dealing with families, you know, and there are those areas that we are resolving more so than, yes. And thanks for sharing with us. Yeah, you gave us your age too, I hope you know that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm an open book, but I do have a lot of respect for you because, you know, we live in a society where it's a lot different from 1984. And there are a lot of things that are going on. So how can people reach you? How can they get in contact with you?
We are on Facebook, but more importantly, our number 240-8572. And we also have an email address, BarbadosSocialWorkers@gmail.com. So I'll just repeat the number, 240-8572. And the email address, BarbadosSocialWorkers@gmail.com.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you to repeat.
So feel free to reach out. Pardon me?
No, I'm going to ask you to repeat that at the end. We do have a few minutes left. So at the very end, I'm going to ask you to repeat that. Do you have a physical location, an office that people can visit?
Not at this time. What we are doing since COVID-19 and everything, we have more a digital and online platform of interaction. So basically, there are a number of WhatsApp groups. So you fit into what is happening. And then we will have social workers. We do meet on particular months and so on. So yes, we are available.
Fantastic. Because obviously, if I contact you and it's on a one-on-one basis rather than going somewhere, it's very private and confidential, which I'm very sure a lot of people really want. So I'm glad you said that. So we do have a few minutes left. I'm going to leave the floor open to you guys to say your closing remarks and give any information you want to Barbados.
I think certainly just thanks for having us and also being very vulnerable just now as well too. I'm appreciative of just sort of how significant that social work was in terms of your life. I think as a social work educator, I'm always sort of plugging opportunities for people to learn about social work. So I mean, certainly this is, our day is coming up very shortly. But the other thing as well too is the applications are now open for both the program at the college. And applications are also opened up for the program at University of the West Indies and Global Campus, or formerly Open Campus as well, too. So feel free to visit the college's website or take a look and reach out. Reach out to the association, reach out to educators to find out, and professional social workers as well, to find out what social work is all about.
Yes, and I'd like to just briefly add that, you know, we're just not here to help, you know, clients deal with how they feel about a situation, but also what they can do about it. So again, it speaks to your vulnerability and sharing, you know, your experience. But social workers are in so many other areas of our community. We have, you know, grief counselors. We have persons who are crisis interventionists. We have, you know, program directors, people who write grants for certain conditions. And, you know, we have persons who provide health education that are social workers. You know, we do research. So there's a whole gamut of roles and positions that a social work degree can definitely fulfill. So, you know, to Mr. Phillips's point, you know, come join our team. You know, we are out and about in the community. I think there are social workers in the polyclinic. So if you needed to go and get, you know, at least an initial assessment or talk to somebody, we can definitely support you there as well. And thank you again for having us.
And once you have gotten on board and you've joined the BCC or UWI or Global Campus, and you become a practitioner and you're wondering, okay, is it social work? Where can I find a social worker? And as Linda explained, we're all over, but you will not necessarily see us by the name social worker, but we're recognized by the position we hold within the organization. So persons out there, you may have met a social worker, whether you went to the police force, probation department, child care boards, and even if you are at church or at the disabilities unit. So we are usually titled by the organization, but you will know us definitely because that social worker deals with the individual in their environment and move them to a point of hopefulness, being satisfied, and knowing that we got this. And listen out, we're back here next Tuesday with the views of what it is for social workers on the journey, students on the journey of becoming a social worker. So all the other social workers listening, World Social Work Day is Tuesday, the 19th. Happy to have you on board.
Thank you, ma'am. And can you please repeat that contact information?
240-8572. That's our number. It's also a WhatsApp number, WhatsApp messages. And then emails can go to BarbadosSocialWorkers@gmail.com. So it's Barbados Social Workers. So it's the two S's. Don't just cut off one S, it's one word, BarbadosSocialWorkers@gmail.com. Thanks a lot.
I'm going to ask you to repeat that number just one more time, just in case somebody went for a pen and a piece of paper. It does happen. Trust me, it happens.
And I know you are getting your pen and paper for anybody who's listened and really did not get it. Okay? So the number is 240-240-8572.
Thank you so much. Sharon Rose Gittins, Linda Walters, and Jomo Phillips. It really has been a pleasure talking to you guys. I'm going to play the song again that you guys had requested. We Got This. I'm going to play it again. It's in entirety just for you guys and for all of Barbados. But thank you so much for coming on today. I really had a great time and a discussion with you. I wish you a beautiful week.
Thank you. Same to you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much. And this segment was brought to you in association with the Barbados Association of Professional Social Workers in commemoration of World Social Work Day.